okey-dokey. Christmas tree lot today. Pick up all the branches that have chanced to fall away. Gather up the needly bundles littering the ground and take them home tonight. Take that old broomstick and stick it with a pin. Widen out the holes and let the branches in. Princess of the Montverdees and Roman's son, and I'll have cheery and bright. Festoon it with ace bandages and fishing bobs. Quibble not with all the livers, dashboard knobs. Festoon it with gold lace and busted off cars. It looks like $1 million. It's absolutely deluxe. The room is full of woodens and the smell of pine. A choir of candles radiant as the stars that shine. Behold this custom evergreen and you will find you have a Christmas tree. A Christmas tree. A Christmas tree. A Christmas tree. That didn't cost a dime.
Thank you. Thank you. Here's a song called A Snowy Christmas Eve. Christmas Eve, my wife and I were dragging some firewood tied upon a sled behind our station wagon. We fishtailed merrily through the woods as though we'd power steering, and sang out many a Yuletide carol doing donuts in the clearing. A Canadian Mountie on a horse with each boot in a stirrup was arresting a platoon of elves collecting maple syrup. But don't you leave those elves alone, we hollered out the winder as Santa popped from a chimney top caked with soot and cinders. A reindeer shot a roll of film with a bonnie wee bonnie camera. His antlers decked in blinking bulbs licked up like a candelabra. He said, why don't you film? What's the reason? You want to spoil the holiday fun this joyous Christmas season. The reindeer spoke in a megaphone and invited one and all to join him in a Christmas feast at the VFW hall. We all of us guzzled too much grog and sang and mewled and heaved. That's our idea of a merry time this snowy Christmas Eve.
Where's those bells?
Oh, got the bells.
Got the- the belt.
We've got the belt.
You got him.
Yes.
All right. I'll be joined. Jillian Sutton is Trixie Von Mothersbaugh. You'll be joining me in this song, which I learned in 1989 from a fake book. It's called R2-D2, We Wish You a Merry Christmas. Now, in his book, My Name Escapes Me,
thank you. He needs to talk.
Sir Alec Guinness wrote that he was approached by a child and his mother, and the kid wanted his autograph, because to the kid, Sir Alec Guinness was Obi-Wan Kenobi. So Sir Alec Guinness obliged him, and the kid said to him as he signed his name, "I've seen Star Wars 30 times!" And this made Sir Alec Guinness' heart sink. He talked about how when they made the movie, he said it was a very fun, creative thing. I really enjoyed making Star Wars, but I really didn't like how people took the idea of the Force seriously as a religious concept, and it was a big deal, and it kind of drained the fun out of it for him. And he signed his autograph for the kid. The kid said, "I would do anything for you, anything you say." And Sir Alec Guinness said, "I don't think you should say things like that." And the kid said, "No, I would do anything for you." "You're not going to like what I'm going to tell you." "I'd do anything for you, anything you say. Promise me you'll never watch Star Wars again." And the kid burst into tears. And the mother scolded Sir Alec Guinness and said, "That's a terrible thing to say to a child." And he wrote, "Perhaps so." R2-D2, we wish you a Merry Christmas. R2-D2, we love you, it's true. R2-D2, we wish you a Merry Christmas. We hope our little message gets to you. We look up at the winter star. We know that's where you are. Our chimney's big and round, so you can come right down. Spreading Christmas cheer will be easy with you here. Our hearts are filled with glee as we decorate the Christmas tree. R2-D2, we wish you a Merry Christmas. R2-D2, we love you, it's true. R2-D2, we wish you a Merry Christmas. We hope our little message gets to you. And if the snow becomes too deep, just give a little beep. We'll go in by the fire and warm your little wires. Spreading Christmas cheer will be easy with you here. We'll dance and sing and play from Christmas Eve till Christmas Day. R2-D2, we wish you a Merry Christmas. R2-D2, we love you, it's true. R2-D2, we wish you a Merry Christmas. We hope our little message gets to you. We hope our little message gets to you. We hope our little message gets to you. We love you, R2. These presents are for you. Merry Christmas, R2.
Oh, no!
Won't you help us?
Help us?
Won't you help us?
Help us?
Yes, please join us.
When we point, right? We're all listening.
I'm one of the toys.
Yes. Okay, we've got all the toys rounded up. You're an elf!
No!
And elves make toys!
No!
Now get back to work! Why am I such a misfit? I am not just a nitwit. Just because I don't like to make toys. Why don't I fit in? Hi! Welcome to the Island of Misfit Toys! My name is... Don't tell me.
It's... Something.
Don't tell me. Jack. No.
No, it's not Jack.
Charlie. My name is all wrong. No little girl wants to have a Charlie in the box.
No.
So I had to come here. We're on the island of misfit toys. Here we don't want to stay. We want to travel with Santa Claus in his magic sleigh. A sack full of joys is a sack full of joys for millions of girls and for millions of boys. When Christmas Day is here, the most wonderful day of the year. A jack-in-the-box makes the children to shout, wake up, don't you know that it's time to come out. When Christmas Day is here, the most wonderful day of the year. Toys galore scattered on the floor. There's no room for more. And it's all because of Santa Claus. A scooter for Jimmy, a dolly for Sue. The kind that will even say how do you do. When Christmas Day is here, the most wonderful day of the year. How'd you like to be a spotted elephant? Or a train with square wheels on your caboose? Or a water pistol that shoots jelly?
Or a doll with no arms?
We're all misfits! How'd you like to be a bird that can't fly? I swim! Or a cowboy who rides an ostrich. Or a boat that can't stay afloat. It sinks.
It sinks.
We're all misfits. On the island of unwanted toys, we'll miss all the fun with the girls and the boys. When Christmas Day is here, the most wonderful day of the year. On the island of misfit toys, here we don't want to stay. We want to travel with Santa Claus in his magic sleigh. Unwanted toys, we'll miss all the fun with the girls and the boys. When Christmas Day is here, the most wonderful, 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 wonderful day of the year. Okay, now we're going to go into the realm of the persistence of pagan customs. This is called the mistletoe. And you know, you hang that mistletoe up over the doorway. And terror grows. Tap go the chains on the tires as the plow scrapes the street in the snow. The ball peen hammer goes tip tappy tip as the doorway is crowned with mistletoe. Now there's no way to get in or out of the house without somebody making a fuss. Pointing a finger or making a noise, rushing up for to give you a buzz. When the Christmas lights wink and the night is like ice, that's when the kissing begins. Merrymaking slugs leave affectionate trails on anyone who comes in. Family and visitors see creatures all with advancing, protruding fish lips. Pentacles and suction cups bobble and grasp, securing the creature to kiss. Everyone and her brothers kissing everyone else in a reckless, unthinking embrace. To scratch Christmas records that crackle and pop like a fire in a fireplace. You can hide in the attic or the boiler room for hours with nothing to eat. To be spared the tunnel of mandated love beneath tufts of berries and leaves. But sooner or later you must go outdoors and pass beneath the mistletoe, and be kissed by uncles and neighbors and aunts, and some lady you don't even know. Outside, plastic choir boys with wide open mouths could ambush you on the way out. Alive Santa Claus decrees sit on my lap as the smoke from his pipe curls about. Half-naked angels that hang from the tree are reflected in silvery glows. Children and grown-ups like shepherds and kings stand around in pajamas and robes, wrapping paper and tape all over the floor. A festive and hazardous style. A riotous orgy of earthly delights. The mistletoe's reign is nigh.
Yeah! Woo!
Gonna be a battle royal between Father Christmas and Santa Claus. Everybody's gonna gather round to see who'll mow the other down. Father Christmas is thin and mean, Santa Claus is jolly and round. In opposite corners of the ring, one's gotta mow the other down. The referee lets out his cry, a ringing bell, a roaring crowd. Santa Claus says ho ho ho. Father Christmas glowers and frowns. He takes his staff and takes a swing, and Bully says, put up your dukes. And then he takes his golden crook and hooks it around Santa's arm and drags him across the boxing ring like you pull a flop off a vaudeville stage. Then FC throws a mittany punch and hits FC in his bony jaw. Father Christmas retaliates by jamming his elbow in Santa's gut. Santa's eyes and rosy cheeks are all aglow with frenzied wrath. He kicks at FC's knobby knees to knock him off his center of gravity. The crowd is getting excited now. They're placing bets, they're taking sides, and watching these Yuletide alpha apes, these crowing cocks of Christmas tide. Santa knocks off the bishop's hat from FC's head and stamps his foot. FC pulls off Santa's belt and his big red pants go tumbling down. The crowd is roaring with delight. Santa's face is poinsettia red. Father Christmas moves in for the kill. Santa shields his tearful face, his broken glasses and pouting lips, then reaches in to his sack of toys and turns the crank on the jack-in-the-box. A jester's head on a powerful spring goes rocketing into Father Christmas's face and making him wail like a midnight train. Santa knocks off the bowler's face. Santa yanks his opponent's beard. The beards are making ripping sounds. Their boots are squeaking against the ground. Father Christmas is 8 feet tall. Santa Claus is 5'5". Father Christmas is 100 pounds. Santa weighs 350 pounds. Back in their corners with the spray and the towels, there's a bell, the second round. Christmas stocking, Christmas catch. Father's foes, karate chop. Flip, flap, bim, bam, crack a smack. Fee, fi, fiddle, thwomp, plop. There's the bell, the final round. The crowd's gone wild and flailing around. Santa Claus is so big and fat, he crushes Father Christmas flat and waves him around like an American flag and melts off the floor with him and crumples him up and folds him into a paper plane and throws him out into the cheering crowd. The referee counts from 1 to 10. Santa's arms are in the air in a gesture of monkey victory. The undisputed Xmas champ. If you carry a crook and you're thin and mean, no one will root for you but Europeans. But if you're fat and you laugh a lot, people will back you and take your side. Especially if you're in the business of distributing toys and good things to eat. They'll bet their money on your white-haired head and quickly forget the recent past, the greatest story ever told of yesteryear at Christmas Eve. A battle royal was fought between Father Christmas and Santa Claus. Take off your apron and come with me. Take my hand, there's something I want you to see. Just down the gully, in the frosted air, there's a stable in the middle of the square. The beasts and magi, arrayed in awe, in genuflection, around his bed of straw. The baby Jesus, lo and behold, the baby Jesus, in a foot and a half of snow. The stars are glittering like the stars in the sky. A stained glass window, a beacon in the night, a distant train sings a one-chord hymn of praise as quietly shepherds and shepherdesses gaze. The baby Jesus by the old town hall, lying in a manger in an ox's stall. Divine connection twixt heaven and the earth, God's word made flesh in this immaculate birth. A Savior's born that you and I would no more have to die, but have eternal life. He melts the hardness of our hearts of stone with the warm effulgence of his halo's holy glow. Come and adore him, fall on your knees, and I together in -5 degrees. I see your breath as you fold your hands and pray. The tiny Savior asleep in the hay. Merry Christmas you and all your kin. He came to save us and take away our sin. Born that man may no more die, but now and forever have everlasting life.
Very ancient carol. It's called the Coventry Carol.
Then woe is me,
say, nor thy parting, neither say nor sing. Bye bye,
okay, I've got one more for you, and then we'll have Liv Carroll on the stage. This is another very old carol called The Babe of Bethlehem. Come hear this declaration, and don't refuse this glorious news of Jesus and salvation. To royal Jews came first the news of Christ the great Messiah, as was foretold by prophets old, Isaiah, Jeremiah. To Abraham the promise came, and to his seed forever, a light to shine in Isaac's line, by scripture we discover. Hail promise born, the Savior is born, the glorious mediator. Christ's blessed word made flesh and blood, assumed the human nature. His parents poor in earthly store, to entertain the stranger. They found no bed to lay his head, but in an ox's manger. No royal things, as used by kings, were seen by those that found him. But in the hay the stranger lay, with swaddling bands around him. On that same night a glorious light to shepherds there appeared. Bright angels came in shining flame, they saw and greatly feared. Be not afraid, the angel said, although we much alarm you, we do appear good news to bear, as now we will inform you. The city's name is Bethlehem, in which God hath appointed this blessed morn a Savior born, for he hath God anointed. By this you will know, if you will go to see this little stranger, his lovely charms in Mary's arms, both lying in the manger. When this was said, straightway was made a glorious sound from heaven. Each flaming tongue an anthem sung, to men a Savior's given. In Jesus' name, the glorious theme, we elevate our voices, and at Christ's birth be peace on earth, while all heaven rejoices. The shepherds returned again to their own habitation. Joy of heart they did depart, now they have found salvation.
Glory, they cried to God on high, who sent his Son to save us. This blessed morn our Savior's born, his name it is Christ Jesus. This blessed morn our Savior's born, his name it is Christ Jesus.
Thank you.
Put it in here. Figure it out later.